More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, August 24th edition of the program. Sorry I missed you yesterday. I had to take a day off. Hope you enjoyed the Malta History podcast we dropped into the feed. If you haven't heard it, episode 2 drop in next week, episode 3 week after that. We've got some election primary results in New York and in Florida, plus Biden's job approval rating seems to suggest that the Biden comeback is not really underway. And then also Dr. Fauci playing defense because people have realized he is the absolute worst. He was lying and lying some more. We will be discussing that in just a moment. Due to your love for MyPillow products and your support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. Because of this, Mike Lindell is launching brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabric, so you can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented Impact Gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. They come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, promo code B-U-C-K, MyPillow.com, promo code BUCK. So we've got Nadler in a nasty throwdown with longtime Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York. She was my congressman growing up, I think pretty much the whole time I was growing up, or at least she was for a portion of it. That's how long she was in that seat. So it was Democrat on Democrat nastiness going on in that race. You also have Charlie Crist, who is still around, apparently. You know, just this is, he's one of these guys who is in politics, seems to always be in politics. Wait, is he? Oh, yeah, I guess he's still not yet retired. He's going to be running as a Democrat. This guy's been a Republican, an independent, and a Democrat. That's how established in his principles and thinking he is. He's been everything. You know, at this point, you just got to wonder how long before he runs as Comrade Crist, the socialist or the Marxist So he's running against Ron DeSantis. I think DeSantis is going to handily beat him. The real issue there is, can DeSantis crush him by double digits? I mean, that would be remarkable in a state that was 50-50. There's been a 500,000 vote swing, but it was a 50-50 state before that. Actually, it was Democrats up 250,000 registered voters. So there's been a big change, and I think that's something that you have to give a lot of credit to DeSantis and his team for. You also had my friend Anna Paulina Luna won her congressional primary in Florida, so a big high five to her. So we're just heating up, folks. We're getting closer here to the big day, getting closer to election time, and I think that the good news. Oh, the one that I didn't talk about was Fetterman. There wasn't a primary there, but Fetterman against Oz. If you saw his most recent speech, it's like this is a guy who clearly is not up for doing this. I mean, just health-wise. Never mind the fact that I think he's a lunatic socialist in so many ways. Somebody who thinks that fracking is poisoning your water and agrees with defund the police and all this other stuff. He's essentially an MSNBC host who's running for Senate in a very purple state. So how anybody could think voting for him is a good idea, who's an independent, a swing voter, it just defies all logic and belief. But, you know, he wears like sweatshirts and he like walks around in shorts and sort of awkward looking, but he's got a beard. So, you know, he's like one of us. You know what I mean? He's like, no, he's not actually. His parents are paying his bills into his 40s. His parents sending him checks every month. So that, you know, he could pay the rent and go get food into his 40s, not his 20s. Oh, yeah, but he's just like a coal miner, basically. He's just one of you. It's all optics and bullcrap with the libs, as always. No big surprise there. The good news is that Pew Research poll that just came out, Biden's job approval is 37%, 60% disapproved. So at least the American people understand what's really going on here overall. And this was great, by the way. 44% of black respondents to the poll about Biden disapprove. That's pretty solid. That's moving in the right direction. Happy to see that. 50% of Hispanics disapprove. No college degree, 61%. The only demo here that is, well, obviously, there's a slight majority, only a slight majority in the black community of support for Biden. But the only other demo is postgraduate degree. So if you got a not so worthwhile JD MBA, or if you got yourself a master's degree in fine art, yes, you think Biden's doing a good job. But everybody else out there pretty much realizes what a disaster this is. Speaking of disasters, the Pentagon just rejected a request from the District of Columbia's mayor, Bowser, to deploy National Guard to receive and help deal with the sheltering of migrants bused to the city who are illegal immigrants. The mayor of D.C. wants to call in the National Guard for help dealing with the influx of illegal immigrants in D.C. It's just a few busloads full. Think about what it's like at the border, in border towns. Think about what it's like in areas that are having this inflow all the time, the resources, the man hours. But, oh no, it's great. It's great for the country, the Democrats say. It's fantastic. We're a nation of illegal immigrants, it seems, they want us to believe. So data breaches happen all the time. There was a big one recently at Twitter. You see, there was some Twitter whistleblower also came out and said security is not as good as they want people to believe. So this is real. 8 months ago, there was a data breach, for example, that affected more than 5 million users. Any day, there could be a breach anywhere. I mean, there's so many companies you're giving your data and information to. And it's really easy, once they get that info, to sell it on the dark web. And then bad guys, including all over the world abroad, will try to use that to take out loans and credit cards and things in your name. It's important that you understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. They're set up to monitor online transactions and new account openings. If they see activity in your name that's not right, they're quick to alert you. I've been a LifeLock member for like 5 years now, and I'm telling you, I've gotten so many helpful alerts from them, and I've even worked with a LifeLock restoration specialist personally because somebody was running up stuff in my name that wasn't me. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use my name BUCK, B-U-C-K, for 25% off. That's LifeLock.com. Use my name BUCK for 25% off. Let's get to the Fauci situation actually here for a moment, shall we? Let's talk about the Fauci. All of a sudden, you're hearing people, because of turnaround, Fauci goes, oh, because Republicans are going to take the House, so you're not going to be totally protected from congressional hearings effectively. Fauci wants to go? I thought he had nothing to hide. I thought he was such a courageous little evil smurf. I thought that, you know, the angry L. Fauci was willing to stand up for the science. I'm all about the science. First of all, you knew this was going to happen. After the Democrats and a little bit of Trump, I know people get mad at me, but I go back, read the transcript, it's true, effectively handed over control of the country to Fauci during certainly the early days of the pandemic, and the Democrats doubled down on it like lunatics. So yes, they were much worse. But Fauci is now having people ask questions like, wait, so the vaccines don't really work for very long or very well. We're on shot number 5 already. It's been about 18 months, shot number 5. The lockdowns, every analysis of them shows, were disastrous and did not work. So what would you say you do here exactly? What would you say is really going on? Fauci is pulling the move we all knew he would, which is to say that it wasn't him. It wasn't his decision.
I think we need to make sure that your listeners understand I didn't shut down anything. There was a lot of consideration among the White House task force that we were reaching a point where the hospitals, such as in New York City and other places, were being strained to the point of practically being overwhelmed. And when Dr. Birx and I came with the proposal that we take 15 days to essentially get to the point where we slow, if not shut, some things down, not completely, we wanted to cause a pause to remember the terminology to flatten the curve.
Oh, I remember the terminology. They didn't flatten the curve. You remember that? Cases just kept going straight up. The whole plan failed. That's the part of this they never tell you. And then it was just, well, we got to keep doubling down. Wait, hold on. It's not working. Cases up. And then they started to go down in seasonal affect, just like we would have expected, or the seasonal effect of all this stuff. And also known as what we see with the flu and colds and everything every year. That's when it went down. Not because of the 2 weeks. No one even makes that argument, you notice. So they demanded something that didn't work and then demanded that we keep doing the thing that did not work. This is who the libs are, you see. This is the authoritarian left on display for everyone to see. Honestly, it's outrageous. It is outrageous. But this is what we are up against here. Fauci, I didn't shut it down. Notice Biden and his White House, when they elevated Fauci to like the true COVID czar, it's, oh, we're just doing what the expert says. And then when the policies are all disastrous and terrible, what does the expert say? What does the czar say? Oh, I'm not the president. It's not on me. Well, who's it on? They diffuse responsibility and accountability into nothingness. That's the whole game. That's what they did all along. And here's Fauci saying, oh, I wasn't flip-flopping. I was just evolving because I am science.
There were so many things we learned on the run with COVID. I mean, the things that we thought we knew in the beginning turned out as the months went by to not be the case, which really forced us to adapt and to change some of our policies and recommendations. That was interpreted by many as flip-flopping or not really knowing what's going on, when it really was the evolution of the science.
The evolution of the science. So he can get everything wrong at every stage, tell us, we know this is right. They got it all wrong. Some of us like me, have been saying this for 2+ years. They're wrong. They're wrong. They're lying to you. And now when it is clear they were wrong, they turn around and say, and this is the Fauci line, oh, we were just adapting to new data. We were just doing new things here in response to the evolution of the... No, you kept failing. You know, if you were a general running a military campaign, it would be after everyone says, don't do this, you're going to suffer massive casualties. He says, shut up, I'm in charge. We're going to win if we do this. And you lose, and you lose, and you lose. Then he turns around and says, well, you know, the battlefield was evolving. That is what Fauci is doing. Everybody should see it for what it is. He is the GD worst. I kind of wanted to say it, but some people, that they get offended. He is the friggin' worst. The friggin' worst. All right, I'm going to leave it there for today. That's it, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.